It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies and the massive universe around our ridiculously small planet. And as usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we're welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn can be seen in the southwestern sky throughout the night. Jupiter will be setting around 10 p.m., followed by Saturn at 2 a.m. Our moon will be quite bright this week as it begins to pass through its full moon phase, so wait until later on before trying to spot those faint meteors and satellites.
You've got something this week on a space telescope that we have not heard from in a little while, Hubble, and something about studying atmosphere.
Yep, the Hubble Space Telescope is continuing to deliver wondrous science as it passes through its 28th year in space.
Wow.
A team from the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom has used Hubble to detect water molecules in the stratosphere of a planet 880 light years away. This planet is called WASP-121b, after the WASP telescope that was used to discover it.
That seems like such an incredible find for a piece of kit, as you like to say in your country, that is almost three decades old. Tell us a little bit more about the discovery.
Well, Hubble is equipped with spectroscopic instruments that can determine the chemical makeup of an object just by looking at its light. Despite the spectrometer on Hubble being quite old, it is still a fantastic piece of kit. And it has an advantage, of course, of being above the Earth's atmosphere.
I guess that's what makes Hubble so useful, is that it's in space, so despite it being pretty old, it's got an advantage. It's right out there where it needs to be observing, sort of.
Yep, high above the Earth's atmosphere.
And what can you tell us about the planet, Christopher?
Well, the planet itself is what we call a hot Jupiter. This basically means it's similar to our own Jupiter in mass and size, but a lot closer to its sun. The temperature on this planet is around 4,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Very toasty indeed.
And the fact that this thing has a stratosphere must mean it's able to hang onto its atmosphere despite being so close to the sun.
Totally. This is really good news for our understanding of how planets interact with their stars. The more we study these types of worlds, the better our understanding will be of how atmospheres work, including our own.
It's Christopher Phillips and another Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And you can find Stargazer on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.